Hello, listener. This is Brian, and I just want to let you know about a special event we're premiering in the month of September that we're calling Many-Sided Saturdays. It's basically what you get if you smash together actual play with Saturday morning cartoons. And there is simply no game more Saturday morning cartoon coded than Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Every Saturday in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Many-Sided Media YouTube page, we are going to be airing our season of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Plus, we will also be airing episodes of the award-winning Yazeba show by Jeff Stormer. That means there will be three back-to-back-to-back episodes of Yazeba's every Saturday morning in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. But we are not just airing reruns. No, no, no. On the last Saturday of September, we are going to be premiering two brand new episodes featuring special guests like Jay Stroutman from Planet Arcana, Cameron Stripmatter from The Panic Table, and Olympic gold medalist Lori Hernandez. So tune in to the Many-Sided Media YouTube channel every Saturday in September starting at 10 a.m. Eastern to hear some great stories from Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast on Many-Sided Saturdays. We'll see you there. It honestly is not bad.
It's been worse.
It was for certain worse, but it's not bad. Once upon a time, the world was cruel, and there was a witch who knew it well. And so she sold her heart to build a house in the woods where the world could never find her. At first, she would let no one into her fortress. But in the long march of days, a strange thing happened. In her own cold and spiteful way, the witch made a friend. And then another, and then several more until her house was teeming with colorful faces and complicated lives. The house would come to be known as Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. And it would last for a very long time. Chapter 1, A Birthday for Gertrude, featuring
Abby Hepworth as Gertrude,
Chinook DeSera as Hey Kid,
Elliot Davis as Parrish,
and Brian Flaherty as...
Excuse me, I am a human guest, and I'd like to check into the bed and breakfast. As you can see, I have a mustache, and my hands aren't bones at all, actually.
No. What's the name?
It's Bag and Rones. It should be on the... I called ahead.
Ah, yes, here you are, Mr. Bag and Rones. You're not related to... You're not related to Mr. Rag and Bones, are you?
Mr. Who? No. I'll take my room key now. Thank you.
And also featuring...
Carolyn Page as Rag and Bones.
Jay Stroutman as Monday.
M. Friedman as Molly.
Everyone shut the friggle hap up!
And last but certainly not least, the owner and proprietor of the Bed and Breakfast.
Michelle Tan Bennett as Yazeba.
On the front door of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, there is a sign which reads, "No soliciting, trespassing, romancing, snooping, snitching, or unnecessary small talk welcome." Yazeba reserves her temper for those she catches violating these rules. But underneath that sign is a second, smaller sign, which reads, "Room for everyone." It is always September 15th in the Bed and Breakfast, whether it's summer, spring, winter, or fall, because September 15th is Yazeba's favorite day of the year. And on this particular September 15th, it was a beautiful autumn morning outside the bed and breakfast. Gertrude had the window cracked open to breathe in the crisp air, the last before it would get too cold for open windows, and was rereading her favorite book. It was called Heartsword, a schlocky fantasy adventure about a princess forced to disguise herself as a man in order to defeat an evil emperor. If you asked Gertrude about the book, she'd dismiss it as trashy garbage, but the dog-eared pages and bent spine suggested otherwise. Parrish was perched in one of the massive armchairs, lazily gazing through the astrology section of the newspaper.
Hey, Gertrude, what sign are you? For the horoscopes.
I'm a Virgo. My birthday's the 15th.
Gertrude replied, barely paying attention. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. It can be difficult and nerve-wracking to navigate unfamiliar environments. Sometimes the world is big and scary and you just need a change. Don't be afraid. There will be people who care for you wherever you go, and a family's love is never far from your heart. I believe in you. He stared down at the paper before spotting the date in the corner. September 15th. As always, of course. But Parrish looked up and made sudden eye contact with Sal before pulling the porter into the hall and whispering,
Sal, it's the 15th.
Sal shrugged. And it's always the 15th. Like, what's the big deal?
It's Gertrude's birthday.
This is a frantic chapter of Yuseva's Bed and Breakfast. This means that to start, we'll be putting a big pile of chaos coins where everyone can reach them, and whenever anyone wants to try to tick a track, they consult their chaos coins. Everyone starts with no chaos coins. If you don't have any and you try to tick a track, you succeed right away, and you take a chaos coin for your troubles. If you do have coins, you flip all of them at once, and if all the coins come up heads, you succeed. Otherwise, you don't get to tick a track, and you must do a whoopsie about your failure. Either way, you take another chaos coin. So every time you try something, you're always getting chaos coins, regardless of success or failure. At any time, anyone can cash in 5 chaos coins to tick a track right away. Anytime any one of us does a bingo, you can give away all of your chaos coins to someone else and make the whole mess their problem. However, it should be noted that that person can't just tag back the person who gave them their coins. There are no tag backs in this game. Before this chapter starts, everyone but Gertrude is going to conspire together to decide where in the bed and breakfast the party is going to happen. It could be in the dining room, the piano room, the basement, the little office, the deluxe bathroom, the garden, or the kitchen.
The deluxe bathroom.
The deluxe bathroom. So in a minute, we're going to have Abby or Gertrude take off her headphones and go in the other room while we conspire against her.
You're going to make me go in the other room too?
I'm going to make you go in the other room, yeah.
Okay.
Reading lips might be part of this.
I can go I can go feed the cats dinner.
Oh, actually, that's probably a good idea. Everyone who's not Gertrude is going to get a scrap of paper at the start of the chapter, and they can write down what they think Gertrude would want as a birthday present. Then they draw a 3-part track on that card. Whenever they want to make progress on acquiring Gertrude's gift, they must consult their chaos coins. Once that track is complete, the present is complete. The present is ready. So everyone has their individual goal of trying to get a great present for Gertrude. Because we're trying to do a party, there are some additional whoopsies, some party fouls that could come up. So in addition to all of your normal bingos and whoopsies, you also have these additional whoopsies. You can panic about whether Gertrude already has the gift you've gotten, second guess yourself and come up with a way worse idea for a gift, lie to Gertrude about her present, get cake batter all over your party clothes, accidentally put something you really shouldn't have in the cake. I'm sure that's going to be very fun. In addition to everyone's individual goals trying to get a present, there is the kind of group goal for everyone but Gertrude of trying to prepare the party. There is a 6-part party track that we're trying to use to prepare the party. Once it's filled, Gertrude's surprise birthday party is ready to go. We can start the party when the table is set and the decorations are prepared. No more chaos coins can be flipped or conflict solved. So once the party is prepared and we're ready to go, whether or not you have your present ready to go, the party is starting. So some of us may not get our presents complete. Everyone who managed to acquire a gift for Gertrude flips over their cards, tells Gertrude what they got her. If Gertrude genuinely likes the gift, both she and the gift giver can each take another chaos coin and pin the gift to Gertrude's character sheet. If she doesn't like it, well, it's up to her if she's going to be civil about it. And then Gertrude gets to decide when the chapter ends. The bed and breakfast gets a slice of cake, and we hold on to any leftover chaos coins for our very fun housekeeping, because as we know here, chores are cool at Gustavus Bed and Breakfast. While we have our own plans to do, trying to get the party and our presents ready, Gertrude also has her own ideas, because Gertrude has always hated her birthday. If she knew what everyone was planning, she would be so mad.
Such a Virgo.
Right? So when Gertrude wants someone to listen to her long enough to ask them a question, she gets to consult her chaos coins. If she succeeds, they have to answer the question that she's asked. She shouldn't mention her birthday at any time because she doesn't want anyone to know. Every time someone lies to her, Gertrude can tick her four-part birthday cake track. When that track fills up, she gets to make a guess at where the party is being prepped. If she guesses correctly, she uncovers this hideous plot we are all roiling against her, and she can choose whether or not to stop the festivities and cancel the party, or to pitch in and help her misguided friends finish the cake. If the chapter ends without a party, the bed and breakfast gets a sad little paper crown,
oh,
and we have to hold on to any leftover chaos coins we've collected for housekeeping.
So Parrish has, I guess, pulled everybody probably into the pantry where Gertrude can't hear.
All right, so we're putting a party together for Gertrude. What are we thinking for venue, everybody?
Well, certainly the piano room, as the most grand of all the rooms in the B&B.
Wrong, the garden.
I think the kitchen's cool. The pantry demons in there would be a hoot.
Wrong.
If you want the best acoustics, you gotta go in the deluxe bathroom, okay? The acoustics in there are beautiful. Think about how good Happy Birthday will sound.
The bathroom?
I have a feeling she might suspect the deluxe bathroom. She was talking all about it this morning.
Question. What is required for a party?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We need streamers and birthday cake and presents and...
Oh, presents. Presents are the most important part.
Confetti and...
Clowns.
What was that?
Clowns.
Oh, well, maybe clowns.
Demon dogs?
Maybe that too.
Yeah, maybe fewer demon dogs than usual.
Yeah.
So five?
Sal just looks over and there's like scratch marks all along his podium. His podium's just like destroyed.
We need party favors.
Cake is made in the kitchen.
Right.
All of this seems very messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, right?
Well,
maybe outside.
I'll take care of the kitchen. Yeah.
The garden. It's September 15th. It's my favorite date for a reason. Not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. It's the perfect weather in which to dine and party al fresco. Once again, I'm five steps ahead of everyone. We should do the garden.
I'm good for the garden, unless anyone wants to make an impassioned case for one of the alternatives.
The bathroom is also easy to clean.
Hey.
Food and bathroom.
She's a teen girl. She's going to be spending entire lifetimes in the bathroom.
All right, that's actually pretty fair.
Good point.
All right, I'll vote with you, Zeba.
I always vote with you, Zeba.
Can the pantry demons come outside to the garden?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're always invited.
Well, oh, okay. Yes. Yep.
Nice.
And then Hey Kid summons Benedict. For those that don't know, is a person that Hey Kid duped into staying at the bed and breakfast, and his soul is poisoned, and Hey Kid's helping him transition, doing a five-step process to not have his soul poisoned anymore.
We've accidentally created a character and a track for them, and they're currently on the third track.
That's so involved.
Accidentally, you say?
Yeah, I was gonna cook them.
It what? Yeah,
that's like a meta whoopsie.
He was gonna be a bit because Hey Kid wanted to make Eggs Benedict, so it was like, oh, I guess I need to cook a guy named Benedict.
Oh my god. And it
became more of a thing.
You made nightmare fuel, oopsie.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. But Hey Kid summons Benedict and goes, get the pantry demons, Benedict! And then pushes Benedict into the pantry.
No, not the pantry! Oh, you just hear,
welcome back, Benedict. Round two!
Well, Benedict will have to take care of some of the finishing touches, I think. So we need decor. We need cake. Everybody's gotta get a present together.
Costumes,
party favors.
Should we ask Gertrude what she would like for a present?
No, it has to be a surprise.
We've got to just like use what we know about her and just kind of like pull that into a physical space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, subterfuge.
Yeah.
You hear a clatter down the hallway, and then that kind of catches your ear, and almost as if a skeleton had its ear hole pressed up against the door, and then you hear ding ding the front bell ring, and whoever would like to go down there will see a very thin looking clown, and I'd like to try and move the party preparations forward. I'd like to try and tick the first track.
Yeah.
And show up as Rag and Bones as the clown, and Ratto, the little rat that lives in my rib cage, just also has like a rainbow clown wig on and a little rainbow nose.
What's your clown name?
Ragaby. It's me, Ragaby, your favorite old clowning around.
And he does a little tumble, and it sounds like a xylophone.
Oh, good. The theme of the birthday party is Welcome to Hell.
I can do that.
No, not Welcome to Hell. Not Welcome to Hell.
So I'm going to, because it's my first time trying to tick a track, I'm going to succeed and take a coin.
Hell yeah. And you're taking the party prep track?
I'm taking the party prep track.
Hell yeah.
Because Rag and Bones wants this party to succeed and everyone to get out into the garden, because it's a perfect time for me to sneak into Yazeba's office and get that book.
Perfect. I think Sal is going to look over. He's going to walk over to Amelie and go, hey, Amelie, I kind of need some help. I'm a really bad gift giver, and I feel like you have a pretty encyclopedic knowledge of like people at the bed and breakfast. Do you have any idea like what would Gertrude like?
She likes reading.
Okay.
Not having a room for some reason.
She does seem very fine with
living.
Being
sad when it's not time to be sad. These are the things I have observed.
I think I can use the sad thing. Okay. Do you think, and I, you know, maybe this is just me. Maybe I'm pigeonholing myself. Do you think Gertrude would like a song? But like a sad one.
Song covers a great deal of different things. Can you make a very sad song?
Can I make a very sad song?
That is somehow very grown up. I do not have this in my algorithm.
You see Sal is standing in front of Amelie and is wearing what was once a like school uniform, so like a gray cardigan that's been like tattered and deliberately torn, gray pleated skirt, also like deliberately torn to look a little punk rock. And on the front, where at one point said embroidered St. Olga's Preparatory School for Beautiful Souls, but beautiful has been like X'd out, and there's like a word of the day pin on top of it, and this one says emo souls. So Sal kind of just like flicks this pin, it lets out a little ding. Amelie, I am way, like, you don't even know how far ahead I am of you. And he tunes his guitar into drop D and just starts plucking on stuff. Metaphorically. This is like a songwriter thing. So I'm just going to kind of...
Adding to the database. Thank you.
Just starts playing Flobot's Handlebars.
I think Haykid overhears Sal's conversation with Amelie, and Haykid is like, has started the puberty process, so they...
Oh yeah, Haykid is now, because of our last thing, is now Hayteen!
Hayteen!
Hayteen! Congratulations!
Oh,
is it Hay-preteen?
It's gonna be awful. but they're like, I guess an early like adolescence, like 13, like in human years would be what I would say it's akin to. And the only thing that's kind of like maybe a telling feature of that is that they just have some like peach fuzz growing on their face at the moment. And so that, and like they're a little bit taller. That's about it. And they've gotten into, because they're deep and creative, they're getting into more artsy stuff. So that being said, Haykid walks up to Sal and goes,
"Hey Sal, you making a song for Gertrude?"
"Yeah, I've got kind of a tune going, but I'm trying to get some, I'm trying to like really get deep. And I've been doing so much normcore recently that I can't really like unlock true depression and like angst right now. Do you have anything? Do you have any like
plans you're coming up with?" "I love true depression. That's what I'm all about right now."
Sal just looks at the like peach fuzz that you're clearly very proud of. It's like, yeah, I get that.
And yeah, Haykid like pulls out like a poetry book and's like, "I've been writing some bars. You want to help me with a rap?"
Oh, Sal wants to say yes, and Brian is worried.
Haykid goes, "I just need some sample. You got some beats? I don't know how to make beats right now."
Sal just pulls out from behind the his podium, his like porter's podium. There's a whole crate of like old weird records that he's been trying. It's like a lot of like weird polka music. He's like, "Trust me, if you want to get like that like Mad Lib type stuff, like MF Doom type beats, you got to pull up some weird samples." And he pulls up like, you know, Chechenian polka rock or something. And it's like, "Yeah, dude, why don't you try this?"
Haykid's like,
"Let's get weird, big guy."
Yazeba snaps her fingers and two bumblebees fly over and put beeswax in her ears. What she was doing.
I think because of this collaboration, I'm going to go ahead and tick one check on my present track and take a chaos coin.
Same. I'm doing the same thing for the listeners out there.
Are you going to do a separate song, or you just want to come in on my present and we can tag team it?
Oh, we'll see how this evolves.
That's fair.
I just love that you set the trap for yourself of sound designing Chechenian polka. Yeah.
Honestly, as I said it, I was like, "Why are you doing this? No, yeah. No one has to do this.
It's all on you."
Oh, and yeah, Haykid is, aside from the peach fuzz, is wearing a like Macklemore-esque fur coat.
Oh no.
Yeah. They've only listened to like Macklemore and like Mac Miller, and then like
one of those is okay.
Right. And then like Drake. That's about it.
Still only one of those is okay.
You see Parrish putting like a string with a piece of paper over the entrance to the kitchen that says like, "Do not enter pantry demon incident," so that Gertrude doesn't investigate the kitchen. And he's going to get going on the cake, which is going to be, or maybe I won't spoil what kind of cake it is, but going to get going on the cake. And I'll tick another preparation track as he starts like pulling out bowls and mixing stuff up in the kitchen. And Parrish is, of course, a small froggy man, full frog, a little bit of man. And he is wearing a vintage tee under a nice light jacket, because he knows that never mind. Sorry, I thought I was gonna spoil something by the way I was talking. He's wearing a vintage tee and a light jacket, and he's got some like light wash blue jeans on, and he's got his big apron on while he gets these bowls out and stirs some stuff up.
And does Parrish have any idea of what he might do for a present?
Oh yeah, his present is also will be happening in the kitchen. But there's just various bowls and substances around on the counter right now.
I think Monday's gonna go and try to help Parrish with a bit of the food stuff preparation. Monday is, I mean, ostentatious is their middle name, and they are living up to it today and every day, especially Mondays. And they're dressed in their blues and indigos and purples, and they have their little crescent moon necklace. They're wearing what they do every day, just like little changes, little slightly different. So you could never really tell when they're dressed up for something. So they're not worried about looking too obvious in what they're doing. But they're going to go over to Parrish and just try to help. Parrish.
Yes?
How often are there birthdays around here?
Well, it's not often that we get lucky enough to get somebody whose birthday is the day it always is. So really, it's quite a rarity, actually.
Have you celebrated your birthday here?
Nope.
Well, interesting. I'm looking for some sort of like congealant or something to stick something together for the gift that I'm...
What do you have? Or you don't want to spoil it?
Oh, well, I'm sort of figuring it out as I go, but I'm at this point, I'm in the ideas stage and like the sort of like, you know, bulletin board, putting ideas up on... I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay, well, you're welcome to go in with me on my gift if you want.
Oh, well, do you need a little fairy magic? I could help.
A little fairy magic might be good. You see that bowl over there? I know it looks exactly like the frosting bowl next to it, but that one's clay. So we're gonna be using that to make the gift. So if you want to start messing around with that, we can get going.
Any flavor of messing around, or should I just do whatever?
I think put a little, you're good at sparkles and, you know, a little visual zhuzh. Put some of that on there.
I love to zhuzh. Okay, Monday's going to zhuzh it up.
Hell yeah.
So, I don't know if that's necessarily I want to use a chaos coin, but I don't know if this is a coin towards party prep since I'm helping with the gift. Let's call it that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Or it could be towards this gift.
Yeah, yeah, you sure. You tell me what you want.
Yeah, I'll go in on your gift with you, Parrish, if that's cool.
Yeah, and are we not supposed to say the gift out loud? Is that a thing?
We can't.
Oh, no, you said yours. We can't.
I said my. Yeah, you can choose. I think let's have a mix and match. So one or two people keep a secret. And
I wasn't sure if like we weren't supposed to say it, so I got tripped up.
No, we're just trying to keep the location secret.
Mm-hmm. Copy.
Moving across camera very quickly, we see Amelie and hear the sound of shoo, 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 emerging from her torso. Nothing is seen. My first present for Gertrude check.
What? I love that.
And take a
like
chaos
a furnace
call.
Room.
Meanwhile, Gertrude, she's been reading. She's been working up something of an appetite. She is also, for reference, she is a teenager. She is today wearing a sort of fisherman's sweater that has been repaired numerous times, always with different thread. So it's like a whole hodgepodge of different types of knitting techniques, different colors, different shades, different like thread thicknesses, all of the yarn thicknesses, I guess. And then her favorite... maroon sweatpants and big cozy mismatched socks to just be extra comfy with the sort of chill in the air. And she wears as well a mask over her face that is usually just a plain white sort of clear, there's nothing going on to it. But today, because she was inspired by reading her book, she's drawn like a tiny little sort of purple, it's got a hint of sparkle, like little twirl going along on one side, but it's very, she kind of didn't want anyone to notice, but she was sort of feeling it. But she's getting a little hungry, so she's gonna come on over to the kitchen and knock on the door.
Yes?
Hey, Parrish,
I was kind of hoping.
Don't come in.
Okay, yeah, no, I saw the sign, but I was hoping I could get like a snack for going over to do some reading. Can you help me with a? Could you maybe give me a snack? Or like, could I come in and get one a snack? Like, I don't wanna get in the way.
No, I will make you whatever you like. What kind of snack are you feeling?
Wow. Oh, that's like a lot of options.
First thought, best thought.
An apple.
Okay. Would you like that cut up? Maybe a little peanut butter?
Yeah, actually that sounds like really good.
All right, lickety-split. Here we come.
Okay. Hey, Paris.
Hey, Monday. You want to put a few little sparkles on this apple?
Like raisins or actual sparkles?
Oh, no, like edible sparkles?
Oh, yeah, I could do that for sure.
I love the idea that raisins could be confused for sparkles.
That's why they're called the sparkles of the vine.
And Parrish hands you this, like, very nicely sliced apple, and it's got a nice little sheen, a little sparkly sheen.
Wow. Okay. This is so nice, Paris. Thanks. Why'd you get the sparkles on it?
Well, you know, we made that sparkly lemonade that one time, and Monday really just inspired me to do a lot of, Monday's helping me deal with the pantry demon incident.
Okay.
It's going great. Don't come in.
Does that count as a like lie? Can I fill out part of my
That crack? Definitely oh, does count yeah. as a lie.
So I will fill out one part of my check.
I think I also get a chaos coin.
I believe yeah. so.
I had you answer a question, and you had to answer it. So.
Oh, I also think I did a bingo lift everyone's spirits with the perfect refreshment. So I'm going to give you my chaos coin with that.
Me?
Give Gertrude, yeah.
All right. She got two. thanks, Paris. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go eat this in the living room, if that's okay.
Oh, what's that? The incident's getting worse? I'll be right there.
And Paris runs back into the kitchen.
Oh, the demons must be having a day. I wonder if they ran into the rabbits today.
I think it's about this time that you hear from the other room, Sal is just like strumming on a guitar and kind of like walking around, and is walking towards the kitchen.
Just, there's one thing I have to ask. Why do you hide beneath that mask?
Oh, Gertrude. Hi, masquerade ball.
Hey, Sal.
Down. Hey. Hey, what are you doing over here? Don't you know the pantry demons? Pantry.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted a snack, so I asked if Parrish, and Monday's in there too. That's why I got the sparkles.
Yeah, totally. Monday's helping with the stuff with Parrish and the pantry demons. Did you hear any of that song?
Actually, I was like wondering if maybe I could ask you some stuff about songs.
And Sal is just like he's got a bunch of notes that are like hidden like on top of the guitar that he's writing. He's just like stuffing them inside the guitar.
Totally.
What I don't know how many sound design that. Yeah, totally.
I have to flip my chaos coins to see if I can get you to pay attention to me long enough. Is it that if they land on heads, it's a success?
Yeah, you gotta have both of them land on heads.
All right. One heads. Oop, that's one.
That's a pretty questionable flip, I'd
say.
All right,
we'll just do both. That's one heads, one tails.
Ooh. Okay.
Sal, we need... Oh, God, we need musical assistance in the kitchen.
You know what, Gertrude? Let me put a pin in it. Put a pin in this conversation. And okay. We'll talk music ad nauseum after... I nause in here. Okay, I gotta go by.
Okay.
And I run inside the kitchen to help out.
Weird, I didn't think he was very good with the pantry demons. I don't really... What's he doing in there?
What's happening in here?
All right, Sal, we need you on decor, I think.
Oh, I got it. I'm so good.
And you really, like, Sal picks up a bunch of colors and goes, like, what about this is our color scheme? And you immediately realize that Sal is colorblind.
Oh,
Monday's going to use some fairy magic to change them into complementary colors. They look perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, this is like even better. Okay, yeah. Do you want to do like drapes, or do you want to do like crisscross drapes?
Oh. Whoa.
Those are the two options.
Yeah, drapes or crisscross drapes.
Man, they're
you know,
so
a visual
different.
Joke for our listeners.
Right. We don't want to pick the wrong one in case Gertrude hates it.
And those hand signs you did are just so different.
Right. The distinction is uncanny.
I wouldn't even know how to recreate them. Let's go for crisscross drape.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. I did some decorating at my old school, and I got to tell you, I thought it was great. A lot of people didn't agree, but I thought it was real punk rock. Okay, let's go.
That is the vote of confidence I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And Sal heads out to the party planning area.
So how many ticks on the preparation track?
We currently have two, but I'm going to go ahead and flip my chaos coin to try to tick a third.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's heads. That's a third.
Oh, yay!
So I will say we're halfway there in party prep, but that also means we gotta keep.
Gotta get going on those presents.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Amelie now zooms across the other like plane of the camera, and we hear now the sound of slicing emerging from inside their torso. I have to roll. I have to flip. Flippy flip.
Yeah, flip it.
Heads.
Woo!
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo. Thank you, Flip a Coin app. I love you.
So take a track and take an extra coin.
Oh, dear.
As this is happening, Hey Kid has like a voice recorder and is like running around and runs up to Rag and Bones and is like, hey, Rag and Bones, can you say what's today in this recording? Like holds up the recorder to Rag and Bones' face and goes, what's today?
Who's Rag and Bones? I'm Brone Ragby, the clown, the birthday clown.
Okay, birthday clown, whose birthday is it?
It's,
And he, like, checks to make sure Gertrude is around.
It's Gertrude's birthday. Happy birthday, you're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
You see, Sal comes in at the end of that song and literally goes,
damn it, that's so much better.
And Haken like clicks the recording and goes, that's going to be a dope sample. And then like runs off and goes up to Yazeba and is like, hey, Yazeba.
And Yazeba pulls the beeswax out of her ears and says, what? And for reference, Yazeba is wearing a large tracksuit with like deep rich colors. And if you look closer, it's just the portrait of the flaying of Marcius by Titian. And then she's wearing like big platform Converse because they're comfortable. Oh, hell yeah. Because she has no toes, because witches don't have toes.
was this established canon at some point?
It's Roald Dahl's world, and I'm just living in it.
There we go.
And her hair is piled on top of her head in like a loose, messy bun. And she has a bold berry lip on.
Hell yeah.
Whatever you're about to tell me, it better not be musical.
And then Hey Kid remembers that they were recording Yazeba when Yazeba came downstairs and was like, what the friggle's going on? It's like,
okay, that'll work.
And then runs away and then like goes up to, I guess, everyone else and is like,
Monday, what day is it?
Today?
And Monday also looks around.
Today is Gertrude's birthday, September 15th, as it is every day. Why don't we celebrate her birthday more often? I guess it doesn't matter.
Sick.
We're celebrating it today.
Even sicker.
Cuts the recording, goes up to Parrish. Parrish, what day is it?
Really, it's a complicated question. It's Gertrude's birthday! I'm just kidding around. It's Gertrude's birthday.
What a jokester.
Goes to Amelie.
Amelie, what's today?
Today is September 15th. The same day it is every day.
Yeah, that's fair. You're a robot. All right.
Runs up to runs to Sal and goes,
Sal, what's today?
Today is September 15th, Gertrude's birthday. Happy birthday, Gertrude.
And then finally runs up to Gertrude and goes,
Hey, Gertrude.
Oh, hey, kid.
What's today?
Oh, it's the same day it always is. It's September 15th. Hey, why do you have a recorder?
I'm making dope beats.
What?
I'm a rapper.
Oh. That's a lie. That you talked about deniability before, but that's a lie.
Yeah, I'm gonna fill up another track on the cake track.
I don't know why I did this to myself.
I'm gonna also flip a coin to see if I tick off a track for my present.
Oh yeah, go nice. For it.
Careening towards disaster with every.
That's a heads.
Yo. Hell yeah! Take a track and take another coin.
I feel like you almost wish it wasn't. Maybe
a little bit. A little bit.
he could.
Yeah.
Why you suddenly want to be? Why you suddenly doing raps?
And then Hey Kid gets very serious and goes, "Well, I got into a war with Yazeba and really shifted my perspective about life, the world, family, and you know everything kind of sucks. So I wrote words about it, and now I want to sing them in a formatted musical way."
I'm so screwed.
It was a pancake war, by the way. It wasn't like a real war. It was a pancake war.
Oh, yeah.
And Yazeba thoroughly kicked my butt.
Yeah, I saw though there was like a lot of pancakes the other day. They were kind of everywhere. They stuck around for a while.
Yeah. Must have been tough for Amelie to clean all of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good talk! And then runs away.
Gertrude, did you want to try to tick a track on the cake track?
Oh, do I not just get to tick one because of the blatant lie of I'm a rapper?
you get to tick the first one for free, which I believe you've already done.
Okay. I have 3 chaos coins, so this isn't going to work, but... All right.
Michelle got 5 heads in a row yesterday.
That's, oh, yeah, that was wild.
A tail?
Whoa. Yeah, the gods were with me.
A heads... And a heads, but I one tails, so that's a no. So I got another chaos coin.
I guess so. Okay, so the wording of this is: if you want someone to stick around long enough to ask them a question, you consult your chaos coins. But it says every time someone lies to her, Gertrude can take a track. So I guess you didn't really have to ask a question; you just were given a lie.
Yeah, everyone's serving up lies.
Everyone's serving up lies. No one's
trying to use the mechanic to elude.
No, we're really just leaning into it. I would say, yeah, go ahead and tick that second track.
All right.
Let's light a fire under our own asses.
Yeah.
I think Gertrude is kind of weirded out by that interaction. So she's gonna start walking toward the little office to see if there's a quiet space where she can sort of sit down and hang out and continue eating her snack and reading her book.
Around the corner, you see Gertrude go down the hallway towards the little office, and you see Rag and Bone still dressed like a clown around the other corner, like avoiding her, like pressed to the wall, Mission Impossible style. And he's knows that they had mentioned party favors. So he's gonna start in the piano room, and he's got little party bags, and he's gonna take the keys off the piano and put them in the party bags to as favors. And then he's gonna next go to the kitchen and start putting and then take a fork and put a fork in every bag.
I think you fully jump scare Parrish when you come into the kitchen. Like,
it's the clown. Monday, it's the clown. Could you talk to the clown? I need to work on something over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Rag and Bones, you got my memo. I didn't even send it out. This is amazing.
I'm
Ragsy. I'm right. Ragsy, the human clown, not a skeleton.
That's
and
right.
I, being a human, love forks. So I assume everyone else does. So I thought, you know, part of the clown business, as we call it, the biz, clown town, is I also do gift bags.
Oh.
I'm making gift bags. Do you? You got? You look like a glitter bomb. Can you
Thank
put
you.
A little? You want to put a little glitter in here?
I would love to. What else have you got in there? Are these piano keys?
Yes.
They don't.
Everyone
really...
can use a piano key. It's the most festive party favor.
Right. What if? Would you mind a little zhuzh on the piano keys?
Zhuzh away.
A little
I'm just a human clown. Trying to make it.
Okay.
Sal just walks past and goes, oh, hey, Rag and Bones.
Who's that? You guys really must know this Rag and Bones guy.
So Rag and Bones would like to try to tick off the track with Monday and Parrish's help to try and tick off another party preparation track.
How many coins you got to flip?
I have one. I only have one coin right now.
Okay. Go and flip it.
It's a yes.
Hey.
Woo! I got the heads.
So we're four out of six. You succeeded. Take another chaos coins. You've got two now.
Ooh.
And I would like to zhuzh up your gift by using a little fairy magic to put the notes back in the keys so that when you hold them, they make the piano sound.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's so cute.
And maybe I'll use my, I have a chaos coin, but maybe I'll work towards your gift, which is sort of my MO right now. So I'm just going to go help everybody with their gift.
Is that four ticks on the party preparation
banner?
We've got
four ticks on party
preparation.
Yes. Ooh. People better wrap
these
up.
The bags are just for the party preparations because Rag and Bones is not. Gonna give because he's the bad guy.
Oh, wait, it's not your gift?
No, this is just like for the party. It's all a ruse and a distraction.
Well, Monday misunderstands, and I did flip a heads, so what? Maybe that can go towards party preparation instead.
Yeah, sure.
And I actually, that's actually a whoopsie for me. I was being helpful for real, but by accident, like they do need. So what happens when I do a whoopsie?
For this chapter, there's no like definite mechanical thing when you choose to do a whoopsie. It's just if you fail, you have to do a whoopsie about it.
Oh, you have to do a whoopsie. Yeah. Okay. Just me out here whoopsieing naturally.
So with Monday's assistance, we are at 5 out of 6 on this birthday trek. But as far as I know, no presents yet.
Amelie zooms by yet again. And we hear... And I'm going to flip my two coins and cross my fingers. Nope. Head and tail.
So take another chaos coin, and then you get to do a whoopsie
about stall.
It.
Oh, dear God. This is fine. Oh, and I have to do... We watch Amelie kind of get to the place where the piano now has no keys and cannot temporarily like shuts down. We hear the whirring come to a stop. Just total panic attack from where did the keys go? Oh no.
They are supposed to be here. They are fixed here. I'm unprepared for this.
Gertrude has finished her snack and she hears the crazy whirring coming from down the hall. And so she's going to walk down the hall to the piano room and sees Amelie there sort of short-circuiting.
Why does the piano look so wrong?
So wrong.
I think you've got to flip your chaos coins to see if I come back up online.
It's four of them, so this is not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But that means if you fail, you'll still get the five.
It's one head.
Uh-oh.
It's one tail.
Ooh.
Wah, wah, wah. One more head. Oh.
You guys can't see the insanity that she's doing, but she's just like lobbing coins on the ground.
Showing them
like
on
a
the,
maniac.
On the floor. It was two heads, two tails.
Okay, so you don't succeed. You take another coin, so you're now up to five, which you can cash in at any time to take a track.
Ooh.
And you have, because you did not succeed, you have to do a whoopsie about it.
Gertrude sees that the piano is wrong, sees that Amelie is in full freak out, like shut down mode. And Gertrude just, this is way too much for her to handle. So she's going to do a whoopsie and keep a secret that she should not keep. And she's just going to sort of slowly do like the Homer Simpson, like melt into the bushes thing. Just sort of disappear back out the door and be like, I wasn't here. But then she's also going to cash in all five of her chaos coins to check off another cake. So she's three out of four on the cake track.
just as a little fun thing, Amelie, as Gertrude kind of like fades into the background, I think that might be a time like you maybe like give something away as you come back online. Like what happens as Amelie kind of like unshort circuits?
As they come back online at Gertrude, the last thing that she hears as she Homer melts away is as Amelie comes back online.
What was that?
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. Plus, Hero Forge just released stainless steel minis. These are perfect for anyone who is looking for the retro feel of old-school minis. These stainless steel minis have a textured finish and a rugged, highly durable feel. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychains and steel minis today.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
You hear from the other side as Sal's walking down the hall.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly in the dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs. Brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, strumming like a totally different tune, just like, It's the day you were made. It's the day of your...
Oh, hello. Hello, bud. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bran. It just also slowly just moves backwards saying Barbran.
I love that song.
Sal? Hey, Sal?
Yep.
So, what are you... This is a new song you're singing, right? What were you singing? Where you said what was what you said something about today being a day that's important.
I'm gonna do a bingo and laugh about it. So Sal's just gonna go, you got me. I'm making some goofy new music. I'm trying out some stuff, and I'm gonna give all three of my chaos coins in a true defensive move to Gertrude.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Ed.
Thanks, Sal.
And Sal's just gonna kind of be like, "Oh yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing some cover tracks. I'm trying to put together a demo to send off to some like agents or something. You know what I mean?"
Uh huh. Okay.
I think I'm gonna include the song we made way back when. Pillow Fort, Pillow Fort.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta make it kick, gotta make it really fluffy.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be on there, but it's also gonna be right next to some like kind of synth new wave stuff. So it might be a bit of a juxtaposition for.
You know who you should actually. You know who you should talk to is. It seems like Hey Kid is interested in music now. So like maybe he could help you like do something. I don't know. Maybe it's like a dumb idea. I don't know.
No, Gertrude, that's actually, you know what? That's I was actually just going to go find Hey Kid and see kind of how they were doing in their own musical journey. So I'm going to go find Hey Kid. You keep you know that kitchen's off limits right now, right?
Yeah. Is that they still don't have the pantry demons under control?
Yeah, actually like the whole kind of ground floor is a little like iffy right now, so like maybe stay up in the second floor for a little bit. I mean, you do you, but
okay. Everyone's being so weird today.
If you want to give it a shot and try to flip your three chaos coins that I've given you,
you know I do. I'm gonna just throw them all on the floor again.
Maniac.
Heads.
Uh oh.
Tails.
Yes.
Oh. And another heads. I keep only getting one tails, one fool who says no.
But you do, because you flipped, you get to take a fourth chaos coin.
Oof. Dangerous.
Okay.
So just as a quick recap, Gertrude is at four chaos coins. If she gets to five chaos coins, she can immediately tick the last of the tracks on the cake track.
But it just means I get to guess.
It just means you get to guess. We are at 5 out of 6 on birthday tracks, and so far no presents have been completed. We're riding by the skin of our teeth.
I don't want to complete
the presence is our presence.
In the kitchen where Monday and Parrish are desperately trying to finish their presence as they're using, with your permission, Carolyn, Rag and Bones' face as a mold for some clay.
Yes. He's there. He's there. As long as you get like the rounded clown nose over it.
Yeah.
True nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a bit grotesque, isn't it?
It's a little frightening. It's not necessarily what I thought.
Nor I.
But you know, that's another step towards the gift.
Well, I'm on the inside looking out, but I bet it looks pretty good.
It's preferable to me to seeing the clown makeup on your bony face. That was upsetting for me.
I've just been on Ozempic. I'm fine. I've lost like 230 pounds.
Oh my god,
that's too much. I think
it might be a bit much. Yeah.
Now I just need you to hold still while this sets, and then we'll peel it off in a minute or two.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Well, you can move your arms and legs.
Flail.
Okay. He starts like windmilling his arms and legs, flailing around.
Do you have any clown tricks? Any clown dance moves? What do they teach you at the academy? The institute?
The institute?
This one's called, I've done extensive study of Commedia dell'arte. You know, I wear the birthday clown getup, but I really do a very mean Arlecchino. But I play all the parts. You're gonna love it. As soon as the party happens, you'll all see.
Beautiful.
I think Hey Kid walks into the kitchen, sees like the mold of Rag and Bones' face and goes, "Sweet Rag and Bones mold cookie things." And then walks into the pantry. Demon goes into the pantry and like there's like a sign outside the pantry that says pantry, and like Hey Kid opens the door from like the outside, takes off the pantry sign and puts on like a handmade sign that says the lab, and closes it. And Hey Kid goes up to the pantry demons and Benedict and is like, "Hey cuz." The pantry demons are like,
"Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, it's do you guys want a feature on my rap?"
"Oh man, I absolutely, oh, I've got some dope hooks for you. Okay, let's get this thing. Right, we cooking up in the lab today?
We're cooking in the lab. We put the lab sign on, no one's gonna bother us."
You see Benedict in the corner. It's just like all of a sudden throws up his hood and is like coming over like Slim Shady style. Like, I think I might have some bars as well.
Haken pulls up like Benedict's like soul saving contract. It's like, "Step three is dropping some dope verses on a rap," and then checks it off for Benedict.
I really can't emphasize how screwed I am right now.
Patreon exclusive.
So screwed.
Check out those dope raps.
Hey Kid's gonna use one of their new bingos from becoming Hey Teen.
Ooh.
And it's from being a creative teen, and it's put on the finishing touches. And so I'm gonna give my two chaos coins to Yazeba. Because, well, I'm not going to give it to Gertrude because then they'll have five. But I think like they're finishing up the verses in this rap, and I'll use that to check because I have no more chaos cons. Check that off on my birthday gift so it's complete. And I think they like are also just destroying the place, getting like excited about the music. And Yazeba comes in to maybe get a snack, and then the demons and Benedict and he can run out, and it's just a hot mess in the pantry. That's for Yazeba. He goes, "Sorry, Yazeba, can you take care of this with magic? Love you, bye."
Love you.
Of course. Hey Kid has ruined my pistachio break.
And Hey Kid comes out and goes, "Oh wait, my pistachios," and grabs a bag of pistachios, shoves them all into their mouth, and goes, "These are delicious, Yazeba, we need more."
"I swear to Phineas and Ferb." Yazeba this whole time has been sewing what looks like the spine of a book, like binding pages together into a book. And she would like to, I guess, flip her newly minted chaos coins. See what happens, even though she hasn't made any progress towards her gift, which is really good.
I have a feeling you're just gonna do it.
That's one heads.
And we've got another heads.
Yay!
No!
Suck it!
Insane.
So lucky.
So you can tick one off and then you grab another chaos coin. And Yazeba, I will remind you, you can, if you do a bingo, you can give your chaos coins to someone else, but you can't tag back.
Tag back. Let's see.
I think Sal's going to come up to, I think, Hey Kid, as you run out with a mouthful of pistachios, you run directly into Sal, who's like sitting down, like sitting on the ground, crisscross applesauce with a guitar, and is looking like a little bit solemn, like a little bit glum. And he looks up and goes, Hey Kid, did you have any extra, like, song ideas? I haven't really nailed it yet, and party's like almost ready, and I don't think I'm gonna have a song in time."
"Oh yeah, I got a ton of ideas. Where are you starting from? What's the jumping off point?"
"I don't know. I've tried mask and ask. You know, I've tried Gertrude, you're so rude, but she's not rude. She's like really nice. And then I tried like sad, mad stuff, you know? I don't know. Maybe I've got to like do some free form, like Bob Dylan kind of things. Like who gives a crap about rhyme schemes? I don't know.
You hear Yaziba call from the kitchen. No, you don't. You don't want to do freestyle, Bob Dylan.
All right. Well, there goes that whole train of thought. Like, it's all dead ends is what I'm saying.
Do you want to jump on a verse on my rap?
You don't have to jump on a verse on his rap.
You hear an oddly rhythmic, almost like a beat. I'm going to try to flip some coins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How many heads, coins you got?
Three. Heads. Heads. Heads.
Ah! Yeah! Oh,
gods be good.
So yeah, mark your track and then take an extra chaos coin.
Amazing. Oh, jeez. Okay, here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. That's M, not
Amelie. Amelie, is that your present being completed?
It is. So you hear a kind of thud, kind of rattling around in their torso as they move around.
I think Parrish, with everybody kind of adjacent to the kitchen, is putting some like finishing touches on the cake and is like, all right, everybody, what's the status on everyone's presents? Anybody need more time?
I'm good.
Rag and Bones is like totally frozen under the clay mask.
Oh, shit. We need to, Monday, we got to pull that off.
Right.
We waited way too long.
Okay, on three, let's pull.
All right, I'm going to flip.
One.
Two.
That's a tails.
Stuck.
Three.
Yaziba is going to cast a spell that pops the mask off of Rag and Bone's face.
Yeah.
And that is a bingo because she has shown kindness of a sword.
Aww.
Aww. So that means you can give your chaos coins to anyone you'd like. Oh no. He's giving them too much power.
That's why they're called chaos coins.
You said I can't tap back. I can't give it back to the person who gave me coins.
Yeah, no tag backs.
Wow.
I feel there's a part of me that wants Yaseva to be the one exclusion.
I also want the tag back.
All right, yeah, I'll let you do the tag back.
I'm going to give them the Hey Kit or Hey Teen.
Nice.
My one chaos coin. And then because I don't have a chaos coin, I'd like to automatically succeed on another one of my tracks, if possible.
Yeah, of course.
Yes!
Are you at two?
Yeah.
So you succeed right away and you take a chaos coin. Also, wouldn't you have had three chaos coins? Because Chinook gave you two, and then you succeeded, and then you got another one?
Right. So I have four.
Oh, I keep the chaos coins when I succeed?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they vanished into thin air. I thought it was a one-time thing. I'm giving Hey Kid three chaos coins.
That's more like it. That's the chaos we're looking for. Sal's gonna come up in the kitchen as like everyone's getting their presents together. Sal's like really freaking out that he hasn't been able to figure out this song. So he's just gonna, I think I'm just gonna try to flip my chaos coin. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna do a bingo to take my time and get it right. And I'm gonna sit down and kind of just like, so you're gonna see Sal kind of sit down, kind of zen out a little bit and looks around at everyone and just kind of like strumming to each person's kind of vibe in the kitchen. So, like, Rag and Bones gets a little, like, I don't know, mariachi-y, like, very, like, rhythmic, you know? He sees Monday, and it gets very, like, you know, kind of Spanish guitar, you know, individual string plucking. He sees Parrish, it gets kind of March-esque. And he's just trying to, like, get a vibe for people. And then as he's doing that, he's kind of doing Yaseba, and it's getting, like, kind of harder. And he does Heiken, it's just, like, this chaos engine. And he hears footsteps up above that he knows to be Gertrude kind of walking around upstairs and begins to kind of pluck out what will slowly become Gertrude's song.
Aww.
And we'll take the second mark on his present track.
He took the time to get it
right. Gertrude's just wandering around upstairs, kind of being like, okay, I'm not on the ground floor. I don't really get why this is happening. Okay. And she's just kind of going from room to room to room.
I actually, because I did a bingo, I get to give my one chaos coin to someone. I think I want to give it to Gertrude.
Gertrude gets coin, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all in the kitchen making a bunch of
with
noise.
Dinah.
We're not done yet.
Oh, boy.
So I think, Gertrude, you probably hear, I think as you're walking around, you realize that, like, there's no one on the second floor.
Yeah. I think Gertrude's starting to put two and two together where it's like, okay, everyone that I've interacted with is weird. I was explicitly told not to hang out on the ground floor, but also no one else is up here. And she's starting to maybe suspect that it's just like something to do with birthdays maybe going on.
All right, people, this is not a drill. Finishing touches, finishing touches. We got to get these gifts going.
Should Gertrude cash them in? Should she wait a minute?
Anybody have any last minute?
I'm going to do one last bit of fairy magic to try and finish the mask because we only have one tick left, right?
Or I
one
guess
tick.
I technically, if I guess correctly, then it's either party time or Gertrude shuts down, which is a really funny dichotomy. But I think it's only if the party track finishes is it like no gifts anymore. Or if I shut
that's
it
true.
Down,
so,
I guess.
So it's if you decide to cash in your coins and fill out the birthday cake track, you get to guess.
Yeah.
If you guess correctly, then kind of no more present building and we kind of move on to either party time or shutting it down.
Okay.
If you guess incorrectly, we keep going until either you fill it up again and you guess correctly or until we finish the party planning track.
Okay.
Yo, you think you can guess?
I want to give people one more chance to maybe finish a present.
I want to finish my present.
That's it. So Gertrude is going to like suddenly, she's feeling very suspicious, but she's going to try to like sneak down the stairs. But her version of sneaking is like doing one foot at a time and then like waiting 2 minutes and then doing another foot on another step, waiting 2 minutes. She's going at the speed of dark down these stairs.
Oh, thank God. She's on the creaky stairs.
That's 30 more flights to go. I'm going to do my last bit of fairy magic, which I'm just like, I'm going to have, right, the mask came off of Rag and Bone, so it's just like maybe next to a bunch of cake batter and dirty plates and all sorts of preparation stuff. And I'm just going to grab the first thing that I see, which is the other half of the apple, and I'm just going to stick it on where the clown nose was, so it's a bit clownish.
Haunting.
I have two chaos coins, and I'm gonna flip heads on both of them.
Yep, we believe you.
That's the plan. I flipped one tail.
No.
Foiled it.
And the whoopsie I'm gonna do about it is one of the scenario specific party fouls where I second guess myself and come up with a way worse idea for a gift, and I snap my fingers and fairy magic a coupon to my shop, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, thanks, money.
Parrish is gonna attempt to finish as well by throwing some like maybe paint, maybe food dye. It's hard to tell on the table, just as like a last splash on the mask to finish it. And I also have two.
You can do it.
That is a heads and a tails.
Oh.
So I think
it looks terrible, guys.
I think not only does it look terrible, but I think in the chaos of it, Parrish accidentally puts it into the cake. Like the like it's like it ends up becoming like a centerpiece of the decoration on the finished cake that's getting ready to be frosted on the counter.
And as I see Yazeba struggling, I do a bingo, which is make someone's life easier without them realizing, and slowly assist, which means I can give her all of my chaos coins, which should get her to 5.
Oh! Oh. There you go.
Michelle was briefly wildly betrayed.
Her facial expressions was incredible.
I was like, helping me. My life has been made easier, and I would like to cash in the 5 coins to complete my gift. And Yazeba sits back and lights up a cigarette. Well, I feel good.
I really like the scene in this room where Yazeba's just leaning back in a chair, smoking a cigarette on a long like stem, and everyone else is running around frantically trying to finish things.
I feel prepared.
Yazeba, would you mind signing the cake with the frosting?
Yes, Parrish. Allow me. And then the frosting flies through the air and lands perfectly to adorn the cake.
Oh.
You want a cigarette?
I mean, it's been years, but it's been a bit of a day.
It's a special day. It's September 15th.
It's a special day. Loosen up a little bit.
So I guess I'll try to finish the cake with these 3.
Go for it.
We'll see.
Oh, before you do that, I'm going to say, Parrish, I can help you with the cake if you give me your cigarette.
Oh, what? One more drag. Okay, here you go.
Okay, that's me making a deal, which is one of my bingos, and I'll give you all of my chaos coins, which is 3.
Oh, amazing.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
That's a good deal.
That's a good cigarette.
So Parrish is going to cash in those 5, if no one is opposed.
Go
to
for
finish
it.
Finish the cake decoration with, as Yazeba's like, air magic frosting begins to land. Parrish is just doing some like decorating of icing around the mask that has now fallen into the center of the cake, so it looks intentional. And yeah, cake's ready.
So that's the final, like, on the party preparation track. Then
that is the party final is preparated on the party preparation track.
So Gertrude's she's finally reached the bottom of the stairs, and she's gonna cash in all 5 of her chaos points to get that 4th cake checkbox.
You want to take a stab at where we're at?
Finish the cake track. Gertrude, she knows the kitchen. There's a lot going on in there, but it doesn't feel like maybe that they're like setting up to be in the kitchen. She went to the little office and no one tried to stop her. Piano room's kind of a mess. The basement, she was told she could be anywhere except for the ground floor, so that feels off.
We gave too many clues.
Well, the one that sort of sealed the deal was way early on when Parrish said he was wearing a jacket.
Parrish!
So Gertrude thinks that maybe there's something happening in the garden.
I like to imagine we all run out as a mass. As you're like taking your last step down the stairs, we all barrel
just,
past
just Scooby-Doo it.
You're Scooby-Doo past me in the hall sprinting.
Yeah. I'm like shaken to my core. I was like, we have not referenced it once. No way.
As soon as I described my outfit, I was like, fuck. I just
it was that you were like, he's wearing a jacket because, and I was like, well, but why because?
Yeah, no one wears a jacket inside.
I did for a brief moment think maybe it was the basement, because like if the basement was cold,
it's drafty.
But then
even though none of us have been out there, can we pretend that the rabbits have been at work? And can we describe what the garden looks like set up?
Oh, yeah. Well, so we completed the birthday track first. So we're having a birthday whether or not Gertrude wants it. Yazeba, do you want to describe what the rabbits have been up to?
Yeah, the rabbits, those little freaks are bit bopping around. And there are, thanks to Monday, there are fairy lights in the trees.
Aww.
And hanging from the trees and suspended through the air are what look like big like poofy flowers, but they're made from book pages. And then on a table with like rich red fabric are like these big golden Chinese lanterns, and everything is covered in like a gold sparkle, and it's set for everyone to sit down at the big table.
That's beautiful.
Rag and Bones is out there juggling his, he's taken off like out of like part of his arm bones. He's taken and his like, so it's like upper leg bones and upper arm bones. He's taken them off and he's juggling them. And he's like, you know, a foot shorter than he normally would be. But he's doing that for entertainment.
Amelie's feet have kind of converted and poofed up and is kind of mowing very close and tidy around the table and all of the setup to make sure it's like perfectly plush, no leaves. Everything. Very neat outside.
And in the back behind the table, Sal has set up a microphone and like a small little amplifier and does a little strum and goes,
Gertrude, I was hoping to make a song just for you today. I couldn't really figure it out, so I'm just going to play you a little something that was my favorite song when I was a kid.
And aww. He starts strumming. And he goes,
"Hey, it's Gertrude. Coming over to play."
Just completely ripping off the Franklin theme song.
Mm-hmm. Here she comes with all her friends. She's got stories, got time to spend with you.
And that just echoes in the background.
Oh, Gertrude originally, like, sort of, like melted, like Tina Belcher sort of crawling around the floor, flipped over like her way over to the backyard, originally planning to be like no, but seeing how happy everybody looks and how beautiful the decorations are, and then Sal really being excited to share this song, she decides to lean into the birthday spirit, and she's gonna go over to Monday.
Monday?
Happy birthday, Gertrude. Would you like a cigarette?
No, I don't really smoke. But I was wondering if maybe you could like decorate my mask like for with a special birthday something.
Oh, I would like nothing more, but could we call Parrish over? Because we had like this whole a vision. And well, the vision ended up in the cake.
Oh, well, Parrish is really good at cakes, so that sounds like it's probably worked out really good.
Yeah.
It wasn't intentional.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Everything about the cake was intentional.
I'm going to fairy magic with, like, I'm going to, like, run by color choices before Parrish and, like, just wait for you to, like, select which one, and then we'll, like, yes. Sort of decorate okay. It together. Yep. Yep. Purple, blue. They're all purple and blue.
Oh, I like that shape.
This blue.
Yeah, that blue's good.
Sparkles?
Wait, I like that. Oh, sparkles. Definitely sparkles.
Blue and sparkles. Perfect. Oh, and one more thing, and then I'm going to add a clown nose on it.
Perfect.
You look amazing.
Oh, thanks. The nose is like a little bit more than I usually do, but it's birthday stuff. So yeah, that works. Okay.
That's a regular birthday outfit, I think.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Monday. Thanks, Parrish. This is a pretty cool birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I can't believe it's your birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
and the next day,
and the next day,
doesn't have
and the next
to be.
Day.
Oh no,
and the next day.
Oh no, thank you.
She starts doing the slouch in the seat again. Like no. She starts turtling.
I want to give my gift.
Oh,
everyone gets quiet.
Okay. Yeah, Gertrude's like full scared if you say.
Gertrude, as most moody and pubescent teens are, You seem to possess an annoyingly emotional but creative spirit. This is a magical journal where whatever stories and when you write your silly little erotic fan fiction on the left page, whenever you open it, an illustration of whatever you write will magically appear on the right-hand side.
Wow. See, but that's really cool.
Yes, well, hopefully it will keep you distracted and you won't bother me as much.
Oh, yeah, totally. No, definitely, I won't bother you. No, not even a little bit. Okay,
happy birthday today and tomorrow.
And the next day!
Congratulations on having your birthday be the perfect day. Not too hot, not too cold, all you need is a light jacket, perfect day to blast cigs with your friends.
Gertrude is like, full blushing, like smiling so wide under her mask, and she's extremely grateful that no one can see it, partly because there's a mask and partly because it's so colorful and has a giant clown nose, so it's pretty distracting. Oh, also, I realized that everyone who managed to acquire a gift for Gertrude tells Gertrude what they got her. If she genuinely likes the gift, both she and the gift giver can take a chaos coin.
Yes.
So every gift she's gotten so far, she has really appreciated. So everybody get a chaos quest so far.
just you wait, Henry Iggins. Henry just Iggins. You wait.
Oh no.
Rag and Bone sidles up and goes, "Oh, she gave you that Midjourney book." Real text to visuals. Cool. You know, that was my idea, probably. So I'm going to claim that also as my gift.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. I'm a birthday clown, normal birthday clown here.
Izuba puts out her cigarette in one of Rag and Bone's eye sockets.
Oh!
He like stumbles backwards and you hear his xylophone thing again.
Gertrude just kind of like scoots her seat a little bit away from Rag and Bone. She's like, okay.
Sal just elbows Monday and just goes, "You know, I love the way they flirt."
Oh, it's really nice. The chemistry is palpable.
And Amelie kind of walks up and sits down so that they're at the right height and pops open their torso and kind of scoops out like a shrink wrapped kind of really compressed loaf of something which Gertrude can pull open, and if she does, it will explode like a very large, like, if anyone's familiar with UK duvets and pillows, they're sold there with the air all compressed out.
Yeah.
And indeed, this is like this really full kind of bedding set suitable for the top of the dryer in the laundry room. One side, very grown up kind of woven cloth, and the other side is purple and sparkly. And stitched in a kind of repeating motif is a masked princess with glitter and a really giant axe.
Oh my God. Gertrude is like so overjoyed she basically can't speak and just sort of sitting there. First, I mean, she was a little surprised by the explosion, and now when she's realizing that what this is, she's just like, oh my god,
Amelie, this is really cool.
And Amelie's gonna do a bingo and process a feeling not in their index and say,
"I'm so glad you enjoy it. I hope it will keep you cozy on the dryer."
Gertrude's just gonna sort of, without really thinking too much, pop up out of her seat and give Amelie a hug.
Oh. And if she's get a little teary, then Amelie's gonna anticipate and avert a potential mess and like use part of her sunset ombre cloak to make sure that no one can see any tears.
Thank you, Amelie.
You're welcome.
Sal looks over and looks at the tags that are on this duvet, and it's got like twin, queen, king, California king. And then the other one is Dryer, and Dryer's circled.
Dryer.
Correct.
Ironically, not Dryer safe. No, I'm kidding.
Dry clean only.
Dry clean only.
I am a dry cleaner. Mm. That is what I do.
Oh, cool.
It will always be clean.
Thank you, Emily. This is really good. These are really good gifts, everybody.
Oh, boy.
I think we're missing one gift.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, hey, kid. What you got there?
Oh, okay.
Oh. All the rabbits come in. You hear like a percussion start and a beat drop, and you notice it's all the rabbits who wear little outfits, and they're like banging on trees, and they're like knocking the forks together from their little gift bags.
And they're wearing outfits like the Kia Soul Hamster.
They're wearing the Kia Soul Hamster. You hear like the pew 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 air horns, and then like fire erupts from the ground, and like a stage starts to arise.
Yazeba starts handing out beeswax here.
And then
Amelie turns a dial on the side of their head.
five demon portals open up, and like through each portal, like it's like in the middle is Hey Kid, and then the pantry demons, and then Benedict comes out of one, and they start going. Hey Kid goes,
Gertrude, this is for you. We're Hey Kid and the Demon Boys.
Oh.
And it starts with like I think a sample of like from the beginning of the episode where. Feel free to sign this, Brian, or like leave in my description of it.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna hit up Austin Antoine and see if he can help me out.
Yes!
I for sure can't do this.
Wow, you know Austin Antoine?
You know Austin? Oh yeah.
It's good. Small world.
Yeah, so it starts with like Yazeba going,
everyone shut the friggle half up.
And then after that, it's like everyone going, it's Gertrude's birthday!
Happy birthday, Gertrude.
And then from there, Hey Kid starts rapping. It's like,
it's Gertrude's birthday. We about to party. Gertrude said, I'm not mad. Everything is kind of bad. Can't you see? This is me. I'm about to explode. And we're going demon mode. It's Gertrude's birthday mode. No, wait. We're going demon mode. Gertrude's in dreaming mode. Something, something. Okay, keep going. I don't know. What's the flow?
And like goes like that. And then like the demon boys jump in and go,
Sal dropped a beat. It's me. Yummy yum. In my tum.
Yeah, that's the rhyme. That's the rhyme they came up with.
They're really proud of it.
Oh yeah, they're so pumped with that verse. And then Benedict says, Benedict like comes in with the hood still on and is like,
Gertrude, you wear a mask, but there's no gas, but it's dope. Yeah.
Also, Gertrude is fully, yeah. She has pulled the new comforter just like fully over her.
Yeah.
As a sort of like defense mechanism of like trying to hide, even though she knows she's fully visible.
And then Hey Kid comes back on, and it's like,
it's her birthday all day. Hey Yazeba, what do you say?
And then it goes back to Yazeba's sample of,
everyone shut the friggle up.
Yay!
And then Hey Kid like ends with like their arms crossed, like back to back with the demon boys.
Yay!
That was horrific. I hated that.
It looked like you were reading off your screen at one point.
I fully had to write stuff down of like, what do I say if I get stuck? Like,
wow. And you don't even have the excuse of it being freestyle. Like,
I would not be able to freestyle. Why would I be able to do that?
My favorite part of all of this is that very early on in this episode, you were having fun because you knew you were screwing me over with sound design, but I knew that this would happen at the end.
I knew you'd
be hoisted by your own petard, yeah. My friend.
I was just going to say hoisted by your own petard.
This episode is called Everyone Painted Themselves into a Corner.
Gertrude from underneath her comforter is gonna do a bingo and give a very genuine compliment and say, like, I can tell you that you worked really hard on that and it made you really happy, and so that's a really good gift idea. You're getting really good at music stuff.
Why would you say that to me?
What a carefully worded compliment.
I can tell you worked really hard on that is the most sad.
Also, she didn't say it was a good gift. She said it was a good gift idea.
Right.
Yeah. And you had a lot of fun making it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But it was a genuine, it comes from a place of genuine love. So you do get a chaos coin.
Hey kid, hey kid's like, I have it on vinyl for you, and gives you the vinyl version of.
Whoa. She just sticks a hand out from under the comforter and is like, okay.
you look, the vinyl is a full 45, both A and B sides, and it's just the same song with alternate takes.
There's a Mark Ronson remix. Like, all these different people have remixed it.
Oh man.
Sophie Tucker remix.
Oh.
Not the Sophie Tucker remix.
There's a Taylor's version.
Sal's looking at it like, how did you get Macklemore on one of these? What the hell?
He gave me the coat.
I think with that, Gertrude she's gonna reach her hand out again and take maybe like a glass of lemonade. She'll say, I really don't like celebrating my birthday a lot of the time, because it's like a lot. But this was actually really nice, and you guys are pretty cool. And I had a good time, so thanks. And she's gonna like raise up the glass of lemonade to cheers everybody.
Aww. Happy birthday, Gertrude! Hip hip! Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip! Hooray!
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 Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
The rabbits are just dancing like the Kia Soul hamsters.
Are you one? Are you two?
And I think that's when the party ends. No, I think they all party and have a good time late until the night. Oh.
And as the cheers and the singing and the celebrations and the joyous and the laughter all echoes into the night, we slowly pull back into the night of this September 15th. Gertrude's birthday, and we see off in the distance the sun setting, knowing that it will rise again on another September 15th. And if Gertrude's lucky, maybe not her birthday this time. But we all know it'll probably be her birthday again.
Yeah!
And that is all for Chapter 1 of Yuzeba's Bed and Breakfast, A Birthday for Gertrude.
Aww.
Yay!
Yay!
Excuse me, everybody, is this thing on? Oh, yeah, okay. Before we go, Gertrude, there's one special guest here. He flew in all the way from Los Angeles, California, just to sing you a happy birthday. Gertrude, it is my pleasure to introduce the incomparable Austin Antoine.
That's right. Hey, kid and the demon boys in the building. You know we had to do it for Gertrude. Hey.
It's a birthday. It's a birthday. Everybody, everybody, it's a birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's a birthday. It's a birthday. So get live. It's time to party.
Fresh out the lab with a style you ain't seen before. Shout out to y'all in the crowd, we in demon mode. Peach fuzz buzz, fur coat dopeness. Thrift shop style, make a Macklemore hopeless. Not trying to brag, I just happen to be great. Best dressed, that's exactly why I'm fashionably late. Got the party of a lifetime here right now. We had to do it big for the birthday gal. No question, she's a pure jewel. No blushing, yes you Gertrude. She been golden, demons know it, keep it flowing. Turning up, my diamonds glowing. I forgot where I was going, but right, it's your birthday. Birthday for you, Gertrude. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. I know you're glad I came through on your birthday. Hey.
It's your birthday.
You like us. You really like us. At least, I assume that you do, as you've listened to every minute of this episode. And yet you haven't already left us a 5-star review? Ugh. Well, what are you waiting for? Get over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave that review now. It's always wonderful to hear words from our adoring fans. Getting more ratings helps people find the show and love it as well. And we love to hear your nice words. So head over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave us that 5-star review. Ta-ta!